All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona coach Sean Miller. The Wildcats are on the road at Oregon State and Oregon this week. And first of all, congratulations, Sean, on the victory and capturing the Pac-12 title.
Thanks, Dave.
We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Doug Hallow with the Arizona Republic.
And you guys are going to be voting on the all-conference honors here soon, or maybe you already have. It seems like the player of the year discussion kind of focuses on either Nick or Kyle Anderson. I know you've sang Nick's praises all year, but through 16 games in this conference season, what is it about him that makes him worthy of that honor?
Well, the big difference a couple of things, Doug, just, and again, this is my opinion, but, you know, to me, the team that wins the regular season conference championship is so difficult to do. And I think you, for example, have a great grasp on the depth of our conference this year. You know, an argument can be made for 7 of the 12 teams being a part of the NCAA tournament. So we have as strong of a conference as we've had in some time. And I think for our team to be number one, you know, the focus has to be who on our team has led us, and Nick has been that guy. The other thing that Nick really, and I think the coaches in our conference know this, you know, his talent is as much on defense as it is on offense. And for him to be our leading scorer inside of a game, you know, he plays multiple positions right now since Brandon has gotten hurt. You know, many times he plays three different positions on offense. So, you know, that alone, I think, shows you how intelligent he is and all the things that he does. But he leads us on offense. He leads us on defense. He's the natural leader of our team. And he's been a consistent player. He went through a little bit of a dip shooting. And you could see right away when he did, our team wasn't nearly as good. But at the same time, while he went through that dip, he continued to do so many other things that makes him special. So, you know, from my perspective, that's the guy that I hope wins it. And that doesn't mean that guys like Kyle Anderson and so many other great players in our conference don't deserve great respect. But Nick Johnson is a special player this year for us.
Thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen with the Seattle Times.
Hey there, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Percy.
Hey, so just after winning the championship with two games left, so the message going forward is what now?
Well, you know, I think we're playing for obviously a lot in the postseason. You know, when you're trying to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, you know, you find yourself looking around and seeing that there's not a lot of room for error. You know, you're talking about coveted four spots. We recognize that every game that we play has great meaning towards that, and if we would be able to accomplish it, I think that in and of itself is a great compliment and a great accomplishment for our team, looking at what we've done from start to finish as a regular season. You know, also, you know, we respect Oregon State and Oregon a great deal. You know, going on the road and there are two more conference games, you know, we have a chance to continue to play well leading into our conference tournament. And certainly, again, just to gain respect of the season and the team that we have. We've worked hard and been consistent, and I think every one of us would like to finish it. And if we don't win, you know, I don't think we want to be that team who has regrets that we approach this any differently. So, you know, our approach is very much the same.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you'll approach that conference tournament? You know, because there is that like thought that, you know, just how much do you really want to put into that, knowing that the following week, that's when things get really serious?
Yeah, no, you know, I've been a head coach for this is my 10th season, and okay. You know, we've had some conference championships. You know, some of the teams that I have coached have gotten out early in the conference tournament and have really gone on to do some great things in the NCAA tournament. There are some teams, and you remember this, that, you know, our game a few years ago against Washington, which was just an incredible game with Isaiah Thomas and Derek Williams, could have gone either way. And, you know, we played all the way to that final day, and we put a lot in, an overtime game, three games in 3 days. But you know, yet it kind of led us into the NCAA tournament with a great confidence. We were playing well. So I think sometimes you can make too much or too little of it. We're just going to approach the tournament to try to win the tournament, I think, like every team who goes to Vegas.
Okay. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Tom Kinsler with the Denver Post.
John, do you think the Pac-12 is getting the respect or buzz nationally that it deserves?
I think so. You know, I think with our new television contract and us being on different networks and really being a part of the mainstream, I think a lot of people have talked about our conference. You know, I know this just from our perspective. We've been right near the top the entire year. I do think that's helped put an even bigger focus not only on our program but also the conference that we play in. And you know, when you think about the possibility of seven teams being a part of the NCAA tournament, I mean, you don't have to do a lot of talking to figure out that we have an outstanding conference.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
You have a follow-up from the line of Tom Kinsler with the Denver Post.
Sean, how does the league compare to past years that during your regime there?
This is the strongest conference that I've coached in the Pac-12, the deepest for sure. A few years ago, you know, I don't think that we did get the national recognition that we deserved at the time. And I think 2011 is the year that I'm talking about where, you know, we had four teams in the tournament and a number of us advanced. But, you know, this year, you know, the depth from top to bottom, the quality of players and you know, I think that all of us have felt it as we've moved through this conference.
Thanks a lot.
Are there any further questions? All right, that's it. John, very good. Thanks for your time today and good luck this week. See you in Vegas next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, we'll see you.